This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new state law designed for veterans.
House Bill 1495
tasks the Missouri Veterans Commission with expanding its efforts to prevent veteran suicide. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe handled the measure on the floor of the Missouri Senate this year.
After review, the commission, in collaboration with the Department of Mental Health, must provide recommendation and make efforts to adopt procedures, programs, treatment options, additional aid, and any other assistance deemed necessary by the commission to assist in any efforts to prevent veteran suicide.
During Missouri Senate discussion of this measure on May 7th, Senator Black talked about some of the other details included in the substitute version of the proposal.
Changes requirements as to how disabled American veterans receive special license plate must be looked by removing the specific requirements are required only an emblem and slogan of the Disabled American Veterans Organization that would establish a special license plates for veterans of military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq and special license plate for veterans of military operations in Afghanistan. Lastly, the Senate substitute creates the Veterans Traumatic Brain Injury Treatment and Recovery Fund.
House Bill 1495 became law on August 28.
A focus on building a better criminal justice system.
Every Missouri senator enters into a regular legislative session with the idea of improving people's lives. This holds true for Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis.
Addressing crucial public safety concerns, ensuring we have compassionate solutions for the homeless, increasing funding for our schools, and strengthening our historic downtown neighborhoods by increasing access to housing. This includes creating a path for those wrongfully convicted by the state of Missouri to seek compensation, as well as restricting handgun access for minors. To assist our homeless neighbors, legislation that will establish an encampment support team responsible for assisting homeless individuals off the streets and into temporary shelters and housing. Children who are unhoused are included in the calculation of a school's weighted average daily attendance.
In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. With a new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place will come in early November, when both senators and senators-elect will meet in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. Following this, members and staff are scheduled to take part in orientation training. There will be 10 new faces in the upper chamber next year. There are 34 Missouri senators altogether. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.